a reading of On the Road by Jack Kerouac. I don't know how long this will last. I'm bored. So I'm going to read what multiple sources have told me is the most boring book ever written. So we'll see. And I'm going to be using this industrial strength. Well, not really, it just feels that way. Vibrator through my pants. And I'll be turning it down quite a bit. And we'll see how serious I can do this. I'm a pretty decent reader out louder. So I will be trying my hardest, and I'm not going to milk this. I'm not going to just like this is me just trying to read it out loud. Okay. Let's turn you down there, partner. Okay, here we go. On the Road by Jack Kerouac. Or is it? Okay, it is. Okay. Clit engaged. Okay. All right. Should we try a different pattern or something? No, we'll just go by. Okay. This is kind of small. I first met Dean not long after my wife and I split up. I had just gotten over a serious illness that I won't bother to talk about, except that it had something to do with the miserably weary split up and my feeling that everything was dead. With the coming of Dean Moriarty began the part of my life you could call my life on the road. Before that, I'd often dreamed of going west to see the country, always vaguely planning and never taking off. Dean is the perfect guy for the road because he actually was born on the road. When his parents were passing through Salt Lake City in 1926 in a jalopy on their way to Los Angeles. First reports of him came. Oh God. I lost my place. First reports of him came to me through Chad King, who showed me a few letters from him written in a New Mexico reform school. I was tremendously interested in the letters because they so naively and sweetly asked Chad to teach him all about Nietzsche and the wonderful intellectual things that Chad knew. At one point, Carlo and I talked about the letters and wondered if we might meet the strange Dean Moriarty. This all for back when Dean was not the way he is today, when he was a young jail kid, shrouded in mystery. The news came that Dean was out of reform school and was coming to New York for the first time. Also, that it was talk that he had just married a girl called Mary Lou. One day, Mary Lou was hanging around campus, and Chad and Tim Gray told Dean he was staying in a cold water pad in East Harlem, the Spanish Harlem. Dean had arrived the night before, the first time in New York, with his beautiful little sharp chick, Mary Lou. They got off the Greyhound bus at 50th Street and cut around the corner looking for a place to eat, and went right to Hector's, and since then, Hector's cafeteria has always been a big symbol of New York for Dean. They spent money on beautiful big glazed cakes and cream puffs. At the time, Dean was telling Mary Lou things like, "Now, darling, here we are in New York. And although I haven't quite told you everything, I was thinking about when we crossed Missouri, and especially at the point when we passed the Boonville Reformatory, which reminded me of the jail problems. It's absolutely necessary now to propose all the leftover things concerning my like, I have no idea what I just said out loud. No clue. I read the words, but I have no fucking idea what I was just saying. Just for the record. So either it really is a boring book, or, yeah. So, okay. That was the first page of On the Road by Jack Kerouac.